From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iranian nuclear deal. He said on Monday that it's a real possibility his actions could lead to its total termination. Speaking to VOA, Preeta Parsi, president of the National Iranian American Council, says this direction is alarming, especially after the efforts of former Secretary of State John Kerry.
Just to give you an idea of how intense this was, for the last round of negotiations, they went several days above the deadline. John Kerry was in Vienna, the Austrian capital, for 17 days straight negotiating. Many members of its team had been there for more than 27 days straight negotiating. For the Secretary of State of the United States, that has the entire globe as his responsibility, to devote 17 straight to this issue is quite unprecedented. And it tells you how intense it was, but also the tremendous effort that was put in into reaching this deal.
None of the other parties to the agreement have yet endorsed Mr. Trump's move, however, and EU foreign ministers meeting Monday in Luxembourg dispatched top diplomats to Washington to fight for the deal. The Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Iraqi prime minister, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence. In Washington, this is VOA News.